أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين تتوفاهم الملائكة ظالمي أنفسهم فألقوا السلم ما كنا نعمل من سوء بلى إن الله عليم بما كنتم تعملون. فادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فلبئس مثوى المتكبرين. Sadaqallahul Azim. This is ayah number 28 and 29 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues speaking about the disbelievers, those who committed kufr, shirk. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will ask them, Aina shuraka'i, where are those partners of mine that you had claimed that they were my partners? So in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about their last moments in this world. Those are perhaps the most important moments of the life of any human being. If those moments are spent in Iman and one testifies in the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then obviously there's going to be everlasting success. And if not, if Allah forbid it is in kufr, then there's going to be everlasting azab of Allah Ta'ala. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Those whose lives that the angel will draw, تَتَوَفَّى actually means to take fully. The malaika will take their souls, their ruh fully, their lives fully. ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, in a condition in which they will be wronging themselves, they will be transgressing their own selves. In other words, in a state of kufr, in a state of disbelief, and obviously the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. At that time, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَلْقَوُ السَّلَمُ. As-salam actually refers to a peace pact that a person makes with someone, a leader will make with another leader. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, فَأَلْقَوُ السَّلَمُ. At that time, they will make a proposition, they will propose a peace pact. مَا كُنَّا نَعْمَلُ مِنْ سُوءٍ. We never ever carried out an evil deed. Allah save us all. But when a person carries out an evil deed, then that black spot comes into the heart. And the worst consequences of ill deeds and the black spots that come when there is no tawbah, that a person will begin to think, believe that the wrong they are doing is right. There is nothing wrong in what I am doing. And that is a very difficult moment for any believer. So obviously, the way out is to be obedient to Allah, slip up, errors, sins, make tawbah to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so the perception is correct. And hence here Allah Ta'ala is speaking about this ill perception that they will have. مَا كُنَّا نَعْمَلُ مِنْ سُوءٍ. We have never carried out an ill deed at all. In other words, we were right. بَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, nay, certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all knowing of what you had carried out. In other words, Allah knows the reality. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has everything recorded. All of it is in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَدْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. So enter the gates, the doors of Jahannam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, in which you will reside, you will remain forever. فَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. And evil is the abode of the mutakabbirin, those who are proud. So here Allah Ta'ala adds the other dimension of it, is one is the kufr, one is the perception, and together with that, the third is the takabbur and the pride. Again, let us make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, continue making tawbah, keeping the obedience of Allah. So inshallah, thumma inshallah, our perception remains correct. That when we wrong, we know we did wrong. When we are right, we hopeful of Allah Ta'ala's reward. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.